Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, podcast number whatever. This is the place where money meets politics. Try to at least have one podcast a week. Every once in a while, we'll sneak in an extra one. We have a lot of fun with this, just like the radio shows. We do a radio show down in South Florida, WFTL, every Saturday. And, of course, News Radio 930 WBN up in Western New York. Place where money meets politics. And, you know, even the intro now, Glenn, in the show, you know, the liberals will call all the time and they'll say, you're money men, you're investors, why do you talk politics? And I think the segue into our show now is perfect, because it talks about what has created volatility over the last 6 to 12 months in the market, and that has been the Federal Reserve and trade, both of those being political issues. So it really does tie in, and including even, you know, not to turn this into the history lesson of the last financial crisis, but, you know, you did a great job of literally putting a timeline together of that financial crisis and why it happened in the Community Reinvestment Act, and then the Clinton subprime mortgage market, and then it blew up 20 years later, and they all blamed it on President Bush, who had really very little to do. In fact, Bush was on tape saying, you know, look, this is going to blow up and we're going to have a housing crisis, and people like Bernie Frank saying no way. So when people ask us, why do you talk politics, it does matter. And sometimes what happens in the short term doesn't blow up until the long term. And Obama, we're not done with Obama, by the way. His health care plan, all that Obamanomics, all that crap, that will blow up in the future. And, you know, somebody's going to have to pay for a website that didn't work. Somebody's going to have to pay for all that stuff. It just takes time. It takes time. Socialism is a mental illness. It's a disease. It's a disease that takes a long time economically to run through the system, right? But eventually it catches up. Now, sometimes it's faster. Like Venezuela blew up a whole economy in 10 years, where the Clinton subprime mortgage market took 20.
Right.
So
exactly.
You know, sometimes it's
same
longer.
Same results.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same results. Just took a little bit longer to get there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So where do you want to start here?
Well, let's start. Well, you mentioned the economics. I just want to kind of comment on that for a second. You know, we're getting in the earnings season here, and so far the earnings have been a little bit mixed. But, you know, you talked about, and we both talked about for the last 6 months with our investment advisor, you know, team, our investment committee, our analysts, you know, John Thurr and Paul Meeks, you know, the trade and the Fed as being two of the most important things. I gotta say, the Fed seems like it's out of the way.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know Trump was disappointed that the Fed didn't cut rates again.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
They shouldn't.
We don't need to cut rates for economic purposes. He wants them to cut rates for international trade purposes, because every other country is gaming their currency, intentionally weakening their currency in an effort to, you know, bolster their exports and make it easier for them from an economic standpoint. What Trump wants the Fed to do is to lower our interest rates to weaken our currency in response, so that it doesn't hurt our exports. That is not the mission of the Fed. And so I'm glad the Fed is not necessarily kowtowing to Trump. But the Fed has said they're going to be easy and they're going to be probably looking at more cuts. They're not going to be looking at increases. So the Fed, for the most part, is out of the way.
Right. Well, that's right. And there's no signs of inflation, which is, you know, which is good. So, you know, you're looking at interest rate stability, even though rates are lower. That's not such a bad thing to me. And I've been saying this forever. You know, first of all, these other countries want to manipulate their currency. Let them do it, because they don't have enough money money to play that game, right? China wants to manipulate their currency. It's like Walmart saying, I'm going to give everything 80% off until we put Target out of business. Well, that works out all well and fine unless Target doesn't go out of business. Walmart says, and then Walmart says, well, wait a minute. We just went 80% off. We ran out of money. And guess what Target says? I'm sorry to hear that. I'm still here. China's got four times the debt in comparison to their GDP than the U.S. has. So let them play that game all they want. I think the biggest concern we have as a country, and, you know, it's funny because you and I have been sort of saying this for, I don't know, 20 years now. It's the massive amount of welfare. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. And every single business owner I talk to says, my number one issue, my number one problem is I cannot find enough people to hire. And I think, how could that be?
Oh, no doubt.
How could that be with 40 million people on food stamps?
Yeah.
How could that be?
Exactly. How do we have 40 million? How is that even possible that we have any sort of welfare at all with this kind of employment?
My buddies one of my buddies owns an installation company. Now, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to put up installation, right? But he's willing to hire and pay a pretty good rate, right? And he said, look, I'll train you. He said, Mike, 10 years ago, if people showed up late to work, I was firing them within 2 to 3 days. I'd give them a chance, but I wasn't going to babysit them. Now I'm begging people to come in because we don't have enough people to fill the job. 40 million people still on food stamps. You mean to tell me none of them can put up installation? Bunch of crap.
None of them want to. The safety net is literally turned into a hammock.
Yeah.
But the Fed, for the most part, we were saying the Fed's out of the way, right?
Yep.
And now the trade, it seems like it's getting out of the way, right? This past week, we had a couple of good market rallies, and part of the reason is that it doesn't look like there's going to be any new tariffs anytime soon.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like we're going to get to a master trade deal with China, but it does look like we're going to be able to make some deals with China.
Yeah.
It looks like we're both backing off. So that seems like it's working its way through the system. China certainly is in a much worse position, as you just accurately mentioned, Mike, to fight a trade war than we are. And to be honest with you, it's really not having a tremendous impact negatively on our economy.
It is
now,
on theirs.
Having said
it
that,
is on theirs, by the way.
It is on it theirs. Is on theirs. Well, it is on theirs, but not on ours. But there's certain segments, so before anybody jumps on me, like, there's certain segments like the farmers and certain parts of our economy that are going to get hurt more than others.
No doubt.
But to be honestly, that's a very small segment when it comes to the overall economy. And so, you know, so that's, we're winning there. Now, our two biggest trade partners are Canada and Mexico, right? We have a USMCA trade deal to replace NAFTA in Congress, bipartisan support. Everybody agrees with this.
Get it done.
All we're waiting for is a do-nothing Nancy Pelosi Congress to sign it. If they signed it, it would be a huge economic boost. But guess what? Does Nancy Pelosi want to sign it? Of course not. Why? Because it helps Trump.
Yeah.
Who cares about the American people?
Right.
American people be damned. Automakers be damned. Farmers be damned. Electricians be damned. Construction workers, housing builders, all you folks be damned because Pelosi doesn't want Trump and the Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome. So they won't do anything to benefit the American people. See, that's where the Democrats, the corner that they have now painted themselves into, because Trump is doing what he believes, and for the most part, is in America's best interest. Getting black unemployment to an all-time low is in America's best interest. Getting unemployment in general low is in America's best interest. Growing the economy, signing better trade deals, all in America's best interest. But whatever's in America's best interest is good for Trump, and that's good for Trump's reelection, and the Democrats can't have that.
Yeah.
The Democrats have basically painted themselves into the corner of being socialists and being anti-American, and that's where they're at. Those are the policy positions that the Democrats have now taken, right? Everybody's in agreement, even the Democrats with the new NAFTA deal.
It's funny.
And yet they won't sign
it. It's funny. The tough talk on trade with China was more Democrat-driven 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, than it was Republican-driven. That was driven by Trump.
Well,
the Republican Party did not want to fight China with trade at all. That was the Democrats. Yep. Remember, they were saying, oh, we're getting screwed. The UAW members, you're not selling enough cars because they're hurting us. Now we're going to go over there and try to fix it. And because it's Trump, they don't like it. Let me mention this.
That was before Biden got the deal, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That was before Hunter.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. Okay. I will say this, though, and I've been saying this all week. One of the real positive things to me is that there's been a record amount of money leaving the stock market over the last last 6 to 12 months. In fact, as much there's just as much money left the stock market the last 6 to 12 months as it did during the financial crisis. Now, people say, why is that a positive? That is fuel for the next bull market. To get a bull market, to take the Dow from 25,000 to 50,000, you have to have cash on the sidelines. It's like saying, how do I take that fire from 2 foot to 4 foot tall? You pour some gasoline on it. So that's the gasoline that can help, right? Now, I'm not saying we don't have pullbacks, and we are not a timing firm. We believe in asset allocation, diversification. We believe in making subtle moves along the way. We've never found anybody with a long, long-term track record of being successful at getting out at the top and back in at the bottom. But we do know what has been time-tested, scientifically time-tested, and is using Morningstar and Ibbotson, being well-diversified, making subtle changes along the way. And when the market pulls back, you buy a little. If it pulls back a little more, you buy a little more. You can only do that, by the way, if you're actually truly diversified into different asset classes. What do you want to?
You know, just getting back to the before we move on, just getting back to the trade for a second. You know, we've been anti. Anti-trade war, anti-tariff, because tariffs is another tax, right? And so, you know, we've studied history. We've had, folks that have written books that are friends of ours, like Chuck Cadlick, economist, a Wall Street economist. You know, these folks, studied the history. The Smoot-Hawley tariffs were an absolute disaster for our country. Yep. Those tariffs were substantial. This trade war with China is nowhere near that. I just want to remind people that this is affecting less than 5% of our economy. Seriously. Yeah. Our biggest trade partner is not China. Well, our biggest trade partner is Japan, Mexico, and Canada. But remember, during the 1930s, in 1929, when the market crashed, the response to it in 1932 was the Smoot-Hawley tariffs. When they put the Smoot-Hawley tariffs in place, they put substantial tariffs to the point where our exports decreased by 70%. And our imports decreased by 69%. In fact, we didn't get back to 1929 trade levels until like 1946, right? We're nowhere near that.
Number one reason that the depression continued to grow. But to your point, Glenn, if you look at who Trump has surrounded himself with, Larry Kudlow's his right-hand man. And just like you and I, Larry is a pro-growth, free market economist, right? He would love nothing more than for us to compete on our own merits. And what I mean by that is China goes to zero, we go to zero. Nobody likes tariffs who understands them, right? With a brain in your head, you say, look, if we're going to compete on fair trade, I took 22 M&Ms, by the way. I put them in front of my 7-year-old. I don't know if I shared this story with you. 22 M&Ms I put in front of my 7-year-old. And I said, honey, we're going to divide them up fairly. And I said, let me go first. So I took 20 M&Ms and gave them to me, and I gave her 2, which is pretty much the deal that we've had with China, right? And she looked at me, and she's like, Dad, that's not fair. I said, why? What do you mean it's not fair? And I said, I'll tell you what, honey, you divide them up fairly. You divide them up how you think would be fair. And to her credit, she took 11 and gave them to me and 11 to her. And I said, it's amazing. She's starting to get free trade, right? So we don't have free trade with China. They've been screwing us for years. And at some point, you need to fight it. Now, you could argue how he's fighting it or what tariffs he's putting in place, but you cannot, if we're going to get into a system of free trade with China, we have to absolutely step up to the plate and fight him. And this is what he's doing. He said he's making a campaign promise. He said, I'm done. And he told China, by the way, you've been screwing us for 50 years. You've had a better deal than us for 50 years. It's my turn. It's our turn. We want a better deal, right? Now, the art of the deal is let's swing for the fences and meet in the middle. And it looks like it's coming to that middle point where my guess is China and the U.S. will figure out that 11 M&Ms and 11 M&Ms is the right way to play ball. We'll see.
Yep, at some point, no doubt.
All right, let's take a quick
break. Yeah, I was going to say, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back. We'll talk about Joe Biden stepping down. Did nothing wrong.
No, Hunter Biden.
He did nothing wrong.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Yeah, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden wouldn't step down if he was polling at zero.
Joe doesn't know he's in it yet.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. Gropey. I wish the president would have adopted our Gropey Joe.
Gropey Joe,
I like Gropey Joe better. Yeah. He calls him Sleepy Joe. But we'll talk about him. We got some fake news. I want to talk about that. Project Veritas out all week with some bombshells of Jeff Zucker at CNN just basically saying, forget all other news.
Yes.
Forget it all. Forget it all. Right. We're gonna focus on one thing and one thing only, and that's getting Trump.
All right,
so
let's take a quick break. By the way, our website, financialguys.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you like our YouTube station, please hit like or subscribe. Is it subscribe, right? I'm getting this. Subscribe to us so you can see more of a real news, not fake news. All right, we'll be back here on Financial Guys Podcast. All right, welcome back, podcast, Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. Have a lot of fun with this show, folks. We do manage money for a living. If you're interested in using our team as a resource, and we do have planners, really, in all different parts of the country. So if you're tuned in, whether that's, South Florida, of course, we have offices up in Western New York, but... actually, we had somebody from our podcast hit our website in St. Louis, and we happen to have a planner down there. So if you're interested in using us as a resource, go to our website, financialguys.com. Subscribe, like to the YouTube channel. We appreciate that. Do us a favor. We want this, to grow. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We were talking a little bit of money the first segment here. Second segment, we got to get into Hunter Biden. We've got some video clips. Hunter says he did nothing wrong at all. So Hunter has done nothing wrong at all. He admits poor judgment in his overseas deals. So he admits poor judgment, yet he did nothing wrong. Yet he's resigning from everything right now. And he says it's just a distraction to his dad. Let me tell you something.
Right.
What has distracted your dad's campaign is him smelling women's hair. That's a distraction.
Yeah. And children.
Yeah. That's a distraction. That's creepy, actually. It's really creepy, right? The fact that you're resigning, Hunter, tells me you did everything that Trump is accusing you of doing. Right. Because if it was me and I did nothing wrong, but you wouldn't see me resign. In fact, what I would do is just the opposite. I would say, shame on you, Donald, for playing these political views. Here's why I deserve to be on the board. Here's why I was a member of this gas Ukrainian deal, right? Here's exactly why. Here's my credentials. Shame on you. Why is it okay, Donald, for you to be in the real estate game, but I'm not allowed in the gas game because here's The fact of the matter is he had nothing but a name, and he used his father's influence. And they're on to him, and now they're scared to hell of Donald Trump, and the family is real. It's like when Herman Cain, right? Herman was a great guy, candidate, I guess I should say. I don't know him as personal, but they accused him when he was running for president of having an affair with somebody he worked with, and he said, no, I didn't do that, but I'm out of the campaign. Herman, don't give me the crap. You cheated on your wife, right? Because here's what would happen if that happened to me. I'd say, shame on you. Go screw yourself. I didn't cheat on my wife. I'll take a lie detector test. And when I pass the lie detector test, all of you are getting out of the business you're in. You quit your job when I pass this because I'm going to pass
right?
I wouldn't back down if I didn't do anything wrong. If I did something wrong, that's when you say, oops, sorry. I used bad judgment. I'm out.
The Democrat Party has been engaged in money laundering forever.
And the last
10 years, it went into overdrive. The last 10 years, they have under when Obama got into office, they basically at that point said free for all.
Yep.
Obama's in. He's going to cover everything up. This is why Hillary Clinton flat out said after Matt Lauer grilled her about the email scandal.
Yeah, how dare you?
Emails,
how dare you?
How she said, if that son of a bitch wins, we all hang from nooses. Remember that?
I'll tell you that.
I'm waiting for the time when they do hang from nooses because to be honest with you, some of these folks deserve it. I hate to say it, especially people like Jeff Epstein who apparently did hang from a noose.
To your point, Glenn.
Foreshadowing.
And what is that? What does that tell everybody else in the mainstream media, right? Because what happened to Matt Lauer just a few weeks later? Miraculously, after decades of apparently abusing women, he asked Hillary a few hard questions, and now they find that his door is locked on the wrong side. Now they find that there's a switch underneath the desk, right? Before those hard questions, Matt was a great guy. He was a
world. Maidens never discovered that.
All of a sudden.
So now they, So now they bring out Hunter Biden, right? They go to ABC News. They're fake allies in the fake media, and we'll play ABC News, by the way. And we'll
you gotta play this video for the other. Gotta play.
Unbelievable when it comes to the Syrian bombing. They're talking about a Turkish moving in. It's not the, but we'll play that in a sec. But this, so they bring out Hunter Biden. They go to ABC News, who they know is willing to report fake news because they just reported fake news regarding Turkey and Syria this week. They say, okay, we need to get Hunter out. He's been, where's Hunter? Obama, Trump's been saying, where's Hunter? Where's Biden? Where's Hunter? You know, I'm sure they're circling up in their little group saying, okay, we got to get Hunter out. What can we put him on with Stephanopoulos? He's going to give him a puff interview.
Yeah.
Maybe we can put him on with this lady. I don't know who her name is, but we'll just make sure that she asks some kind of hard questions to make it seem, but we'll make sure it's all scripted out in advance, and we'll point the finger back at Trump. Here's the video. It's really, I mean, at least she does ask the question. She doesn't press him very much.
I was going to say, very hard. I was impressed.
And you know he had the question in advance.
I was asking.
He was well prepared to answer these questions. He had them in advance, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
well, doubt. I'm actually surprised that she asked the question, and I'm wondering.
At all.
We'll have to follow her career over the next few weeks to see how long it lasts.
No, I think she's in on it. I think they had to bring Hunter out.
How could he not have been better prepped for this? Although Hillary was given the questions from the debates, remember, and she still got her ass kicked. So
yeah, she did.
All right.
This is amazing though. Here we go. This is really, I mean, do you think if your name wasn't Hunter Biden that you would have gotten I don't know.
Probably not,
he says. Probably not. It's classic.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Why did you leave the board?
Okay, stop. Stop right there. Can you stop it right there? Okay.
Yeah,
so look it, Glenn. You and I have been pretty blessed in life to build pretty big companies, right? our kids have been very fortunate to do a lot of cool things that other kids haven't done. My kids have been to Disney two or three times, right? Some kids never go to Disney, right? My kids have some pretty nice sneakers and a nice outfits. Some kids don't have that, right? There's a difference between doing really cool stuff with your kids, right?
Yeah.
And then being on a board where you're
getting
totally,
$1.5 billion from China.
Yeah. $1.5 billion from China. Yeah. You're involved with a hedge fund that you don't even know how to spell hedge, right? You're into your Ukrainian gas deals. You have no clue what you're doing when it comes to any of that. And on top of that, I just totally uneducated in every aspect of every single thing you've ever done with no track record, right? No track record in government relations, yet you're over there doing that. You're on Air Force Two. Air Force, you're on Air Force Two. There's a difference between sending your kids to freaking Disney World multiple times and spoiling them with some extra Mickey Mouse stuffed animals and being on the board of something and making $1 billion. Huge difference.
But you tell me he wasn't prepared to answer that question.
Yeah.
You tell me, here's how we're going to spin this.
Sure,
this
they
was
would
totally
never,
spun.
They would never
here's
put
how
him
we're
going to
answer
any
the question, Hunter. Yeah. You're going to say that you would have had none of a lot of opportunities
but
because
it's
you're
such
a Biden.
A
there's nothing wrong with opportunities,
it's
right?
such a tangled web now that they can't get out of it. They know they can't get out of it. They would have paraded him out. If this kid had a brain in his head and any kind of morals, he would have been out a week ago slamming Donald Trump. He would have been on the campaign trail. By the way, I'll tell you the difference. The Trump kids do that, right? When they smash Donald Trump and they make up all the lies, you know what the Trump sons do? They go right
defend
out and defend him. They say, screw you, we didn't do this, and we're not backing down. And they go on every, including some of the liberal media stations as well. They don't just go on Fox. They go on everywhere and say, we're defending our dad. It's a bunch of crap. And that's the difference between kids with a brain and an education. And, have the Trump kids been, are they privileged? Of course they are. Right? Of course they are.
But
there's a big difference.
They're not on a Chinese investment company board either.
No.
Right?
No.
They're not on a Russian. I mean,
that's
think about all the media trying to tie Trump to Russia.
Yeah.
And the fact is that the Democrats are tied to the Ukraine. They're tied to China. They're tied to Russia in some cases.
And now
none of that's reported.
And now it's Pelosi's son. Now we're finding out it's Pelosi's son.
John Kerry's.
We're finding out it's John Kerry's son, right? There's a whole group of them. There's a whole group of them, right?
All Democrats, by the way. Not all, but most.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney's in there too. But let me play the rest of this because this is. Let's feel the rest of these scripted answers.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a 5-year term.
And you chose not to continue.
I chose not to. Yeah.
Why?
I think it's pretty obvious why.
This is your opportunity to say why.
Well, because I think that this is what becomes a distraction, because I have to sit here and answer these questions. And so that's why I've committed that I won't serve on any boards, or I won't work directly for any foreign entities when my dad becomes president.
Do you think that should be a rule across the board for any administration?
No. Look, that's the rule that I'm going to adhere to.
Do you regret being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening.
Stop it right there.
Yeah.
That's right there. Right there.
I regret.
What I regret is
somebody's
going to
call me out on it.
A hardline prosecutor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a president who's going to get me and call it for what it is. Listen, that's what he regrets.
Listen to this,
he regrets getting caught.
Glenn,
regret getting caught.
He got $1.5 billion, right? And he says, the reason I'm stepping down is because it's a distraction. And she goes, well, what do you mean this is your chance, right? He goes, well, it's a distraction because I have to answer questions. Oh,
right. Totally,
woo's me.
Totally
woo's
scripted.
Me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
It's a
totally.
You
totally
have to
scripted.
Answer questions. Do you know how many questions that we've had to answer over the last 20 years and helping clients and getting our firm to the point where there's maybe, you know, $750 million there? I mean, it has been 20-something years of waking up from 7 in the morning in the beginning and sometimes not getting home till 2 in the morning as we started building this company. And guess what, Hunter? We answered all kinds of questions to people. So you went into a meeting. So now you're backing out because some reporters are asking you some questions, and that's a distraction.
Not even.
And by the way,
they're not even questions.
By the way,
it wasn't
a conflict.
You know, this was pre-approved.
It wasn't a conflict when his dad might be a conflict when his dad might be president. But when his dad was vice president, there was no issue
conflict
abusing
at all.
It. Yeah. No.
He
issue.
Regrets getting caught.
No,
what
absolutely.
He just said is absolutely right. What I regret is I didn't anticipate a Rudy Giuliani or President Trump that was going to call out the corruption and call me on the carpet.
Yep.
You know, what I was hoping for was I was hoping to not answer questions, but to continue to receive payments from foreign governments and foreign companies like Burisma for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
What I was hoping for was a Hillary Clinton presidency, so none of this stuff would have ever come to light.
That's right.
And he's absolutely right. That's what he regrets.
That's
Let me just play the rest of it.
That's right, because he set up his hedge fund, by the way, 2 miles down the street from Daddy's office, right? So there's a reason for that, especially when considering most of the hedge funds are in New York City or in Palm Beach.
Right.
There's a reason why
he
was 2 miles from Daddy's house. Yeah.
Yeah, go figure.
That would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea, which has, again, been completely debunked by everyone.
By who?
By everyone who's actually debunked
it?
Who actually has researched this? Who actually has researched this and then has come out and said, no, this looks like it's totally normal.
Yeah, no.
Like, ABC's asking you questions. They obviously haven't debunked it.
Right.
Or have they, right?
That's right.
But that's the talking point that they were told. Now, you know, I was going to say before, Mike, you know for sure that after this was recorded, that the DNC got to review it before it was aired.
Yeah.
I guarantee you
that
they got final editorial approval. You got Biden going out there going, what do you mean? Don't ask me that question.
Yeah.
Focus on this man.
Yeah.
Focus on Trump. He's the corrupt one.
Right.
You're not supposed to ask me these questions.
Well,
he's corrupt.
And,
I'm not corrupt. He's corrupt.
And,
no conspiracy whatsoever.
And,
nothing at all.
And you,
ever.
And on top of
anywhere.
That, and on top of that, you have Biden saying that, and you have CNN saying that.
Yes.
You have the head of CNN saying, look it, we are going to go after him. We are going to attack him. That's what our job is. Yes.
Let me play the rest of this. I can't even get to the whole thing.
And, you know,
I think people
at
home are thinking, how could that not have crossed your mind? Or you wouldn't have felt just a little bit in your gut, like,
a little bit.
Maybe this isn't a good idea to go and sit on the board of this Ukrainian company.
I said to you, in retrospect, I wish that my judgment.
Right, but at the time, you never thought, this might not look right.
You know what? I'm a human. You know what? Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things,
they're gonna.
But did I make a mistake based upon?
Can you stop that? If they investigate this guy in any way, shape, or form, he's going to jail. There is.
He's finished.
You can smell.
And Biden.
You can smell how shitty this smells, right? Because I'll tell you right now. Here's the answer I would have given. No, I was on the board. I went to an Ivy League school. I'm educated enough to be able to do this. I've worked very hard on this board to try. try to make things better. And no, I don't regret it. The answer wouldn't have been, well, you know, I didn't realize people are going to look into what? If you did nothing wrong, right? I'm on a board of a mutual fund company. I'm at the board meetings. I participate. I try to help the board get better. If there's questions with compliance or understanding the funds, I'm involved with the process of that. We document every board meeting. And if somebody was to question me 5 years from now and say, Mike, you were on that board. Should you have been on the board? Damn right I should have been on the board. Yeah, I worked really hard on the board. But I happen to be in the finance industry, Hunter. Wow.
Right.
Like, right. For 20-something years.
Look, the Ukraine thing is bad enough. The China thing is worse,
by the way. By far.
The China thing is absolutely worse.
Yeah.
By far. Because what happened was he flew to China on Air Force Two with his dad, right, who claimed that he knew nothing about it until the pictures surfaced of them actually getting off the plane in China.
Yeah.
He goes to meet with the Chinese officials while Biden is over there to negotiate trade deals and human rights violations and their expansion in the South China Sea. He comes back to the United States. 2 weeks later, China decides that they're going to invest $1.5 billion into the company that he's aboard for, the investment company. With that $1.5 billion, by the way, they go on to buy some fairly sensitive companies in this country that do some defense type of stuff, one company of which was in Michigan, right? And so and all of a sudden, it just so happens that the Chinese military has the exact same type of stuff that our military has that this particular company in Michigan was manufacturing and providing. What a coinkydink that might be.
Just the fact that he's on Air Force Two. Just the fact that he's on Air Force Two.
But the company that they invested in was so sensitive to our military that it had to have approval all the way to the White House. Guess what? They got the approval of the Obama administration. I think Biden's out there saying, well, Obama approved it.
Yeah.
Obama approved it.
No kidding.
Maybe. Could that be why the Chinese government invested $1.5 billion?
No
kidding. Or did they think that this kid was such a wizard with financial investments that they thought they would reap the rewards of the returns that they were going to receive?
His long track record of running a hedge fund for 40 years is what did it.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
But think about that for a second, right? The Chinese wanted to access some of these military secrets. They needed a way to invest in some of our private companies that produce some of these types of materials for the military.
Of course they did.
And they needed to buy these sensitive companies, they needed White House approval and Department of Justice approval to do it. And so they take Hunter Biden and they give him $1.5 billion. They put him on the board so that they can go and buy these companies so that the Obama administration is going to for sure approve it because he's on the board. That is as corrupt. Not only is it corrupt to line your own pockets, it jeopardizes our national defense. Again, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, the Democrats are so either in it for themselves or anti-Trump that they have sacrificed American values and the American people for their own personal self-interest. Yeah. And that truly is disgusting.
Coming back to haunt him, by the way, and is Donald Trump yet keeping another campaign promise of draining the swamp? He is now draining the Biden family. I hope the Pelosi family gets pulled into this because it looks like her son was involved in some of this stuff, too. It'd be nice to see that part of the swamp finally get cleaned out and pushed out of the way and dug out and refilled with better fish.
That's right. So one last thing, and this is going back to ABC. So Hunter Biden goes on to ABC. They do the puff piece on ABC. I'm sure they had all the questions in advance. I'm sure all the answers were scripted. Here's how you're going to answer these questions. I guarantee that's how it is. And this is how Democrats roll, by the way, folks. We've had a lot of politicians on the radio on the radio show, our podcast, our TV show. We've done this for 20 years. I can tell you that people like, you know, Chris Collins, you know, people like Dave DiPietro, you know, these are folks that, you know, come on the show and they don't ask for, you know, pre-screened questions or any of that stuff.
Yep.
We've had the luxury and the pleasure of having the opportunity to interview congressional candidates, mayoral candidates, gubernatorial candidates. And I can tell you that the only candidates that have ever asked us either for the questions in advance or to avoid certain topics have been Democrats. And I'll give you two specific examples. Byron Brown, the mayor of Buffalo, at the time was running for mayor. We had the other three candidates on the air. We invited Byron Brown to be the fourth candidate. At the time, he was a New York State senator, right? Not U.S. senator, but a New York State in the New York State Senate. And he requested that we send over all the – he wouldn't come on unless we sent over all the questions in advance so that he could prepare, and we were only going to ask those questions. Now, we refused, and we talked him into coming on anyways, and we were fair with him. We didn't ask him any questions that were – we didn't beat up on him and were, you know, nice on Calvinesso, right? Now, the other person that we had on that was a Democrat was Congressman Brian Higgins. Now, Brian is still in Congress. Brian came on the show to specifically talk about Bass Pro Shops,
yeah,
which at the time Buffalo shot down, right? And we were, you know, talking to him, and specifically he said, I'll come on the radio show with you guys, but only if you ask me questions on Bass Pro Shops. You are not allowed to ask me any questions about anything going on in Congress, anything else going on about the Democrat Party or anything else I'm watching. Only specific questions specific to Bass Pro. That was the only way to get him on.
Yeah.
That's the only way that these Democrats roll, is if they specifically, and that when they go off script, when a Matt Lauer, as we mentioned earlier, asks a Hillary Clinton, she freaks out, destroys the green room, and says, if that son of a gun wins, we all, you know, hang from nooses. And I'm hoping that that day actually comes. Yeah. One more thing here from ABC News. So we know ABC News does the puff piece. I'm sure it's all set up on Hunter Biden. Here's ABC News this week, by the way, and this is really despicable. They're playing this, you know, the caption of the YouTube or the ABC News clip is slaughter in Syria, right?
Yeah.
I just want to play this because I think this is important for people to understand.
This is, by the way,
just how bad
as fake as faking become. Fake as faking it. Shame on them.
There we go.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
Okay. Except the video that they played, folks, and you just saw the video here if you're watching the YouTube. If you're not watching the YouTube, you're listening to this on your podcast, you know, I would suggest you go to our YouTube channel and you can watch this exact same podcast to see the video. But let me describe the video. As he's talking, the video is showing all these crazy explosions. It looks really, really bad, and it looks horrible. It looks like, oh, my God, what a horrible war scene is this.
And it was.
But guess what?
And it was. Was is the key word.
Well, here's the thing. The video that they actually showed was a video from a military exercise in Kentucky in 2017.
Oh, gosh.
Right? They just thought they wouldn't get caught.
Yeah.
So they went and they pulled a video from some random YouTube video that shows a military expo in Kentucky where they were blowing a bunch of stuff up at night with a whole audience.
Unreal.
And everybody else came out to see it.
Unreal.
They're passing that off. So how do we really know what's going on in Syria?
No, we don't.
Did Turkey really start bombing? I don't know.
Do the Democrats want us to go to war? Do they not want us to go to war? I can't figure that out, right?
I don't know.
I mean, so then, when Trump says, let's send in 1,000 troops somewhere, he's going to kill people. Trump's a killer. Shame on us.
Yep.
We shouldn't be involved. Now we're removing troops, and the Democrats are saying, shame on us for removing troops and not supporting them. I don't get it.
So
whatever they don't want a part of it. It's backfiring on him. I'm telling you, it's backfiring. These Democrats have no shot of winning in the next election. No shot.
To double down on the stupidity, you got Kurt Eichenwald, who's another, you know, big Democrat, you know, a blue check on Twitter, comes out, and he posts a picture and says, this is the damage and the fallout. I don't know exactly what he said, but in fact, I can find it here. But the thing is, the most important thing is he's showing a picture that's supposedly a child in Syria that's, you know, subject to this bombing. Except it's not a child in Syria subject to the bombing. It happens to be an earthquake victim from a 1982 earthquake or 1983 earthquake. So, you know, he's tweeting this out as if it's fact, and it's totally false. It's not true at all. He writes out, child murder, not a problem for GOP anymore. It's a feature. Don't you complicit killers once say family values, Eichenwald tweeted yesterday.
Yeah.
Except the picture, which, you know, unfortunately, you know, shows a child and a crying woman over the corpse of five children. It's from a 1983 earthquake.
Total.
It's not at all from what's going on in Syria.
Total,
I mean,
joke.
These folks, between Adam Schiff, you know, completely falsifying and making up the transcript, between ABC News playing, you know, video from YouTube from a Kentucky, a war exercise or military exercise, and this Democrat clown, you know, tweeting out even more, you know, fake news about a child victim that was a victim of a 1983 earthquake. I mean, how do you believe any of this stuff anymore? I mean, ABC attempting to pass off this gun range footage is unbelievable, and then blaming Trump for it. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, it just, how do you really believe what's going on anymore? How do you really believe what's going on in Turkey?
You
Syria?
Don't.
I don't know.
You gotta tune into podcasts like ours to be able to get to it. Sorry, I had issues with my wireless.
I'm good. I'm starting to watch Al Jazeera. Yeah. I'm starting to look at like a BBC News. Right. I mean, seriously, if you really want to know truthfully what's going on around the world, you have to take like Russian news. You know, a Reuters, a Al Jazeera, and kind of piece it all together to try to find the common themes to really figure out what's true and what isn't.
Yeah, that's sad.
But this media, they're out of control.
All right.
Out of control.
On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, by the way, we do manage money for a living. If you need us throughout the week, folks, you want to pop into our offices, use us as a resource. Go to thefinancialguys.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to this YouTube station here. Like us, we need more of this. You know, there's when it comes to conservative talk, really, it's very difficult to find real, true conservative talk. They're trying to wipe us out of all the different social media platforms. So the more folks more you can share us, the more folks can like us, the more we'll get that message out. But really, truly, we do manage money. We have certified Social Security claiming strategists, college planning experts, estate planning experts, certified financial planners, chartered financial analysts. Use our team as a resource if you need our help. Again, you can go to our website, financialguys.com, and register for any of the upcoming workshops in the different markets we're doing, and a complimentary consultation, or even if you have financial questions, you can email us. So go to our website for all of that.
And then don't forget to tune in to the radio show on WBE and WFTL this weekend. We're going to be talking about Project Veritas and what James O'Keefe is doing. By the way, we've made contact with the James O'Keefe team.
Pretty neat.
And he will be a special guest on our radio show and our podcast in the next few weeks. But he just blew the bombshell off of the lid off of CNN and all the corruption there. We'll be talking about that on Saturday.
Not that we all didn't already know that, but it's nice to get proof.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse. It's like, now you have Zucker himself saying, only Russia.
That's just as good as Biden saying, I never knew those people. And then he's taking a picture in a golf course with all of them surrounded by him.
Exactly. All right. The impeachment.
On behalf of Mike Lomas, Scott Wiggle, we'll see you next week here on podcast. Take care.